The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Friday, 8th of, I almost said May, don't want to wish your life away, 4th of April, 2011. Government shutdown, midnight tonight, is it going to happen? Well, we shall see. It's not the first time this has happened, by the way. Government has shut down a couple of different times, I'd say in the last 20, 30 years. Now this time, it's a little bit different. Why is it different? Well, as I was talking to a gentleman today, I was at a Harley-Davidson dealership, and guy was having his bike serviced. And you know what? There isn't anything I could bring up to that man that he did not know about the banking system. Which is telling me, because I always strike up conversations with people, and yeah, it's nice to commiserate and yuck-yuck with people and trade a few words and press the flesh and be friendly and all that other stuff. Well, still too many people are doing that just to be pressing flesh and being friendly and giddy-ha-has. I use that as an opportunity to test people's information blog to find out what's in their heads. And if I can add something to it, point them in a direction they've not considered, well, I'm not there to do the old armload patriot dump on them, as I've referred to many times. You want to overwhelm somebody? Do the patriot dump. Throw DVDs and documentation and, you know, you've seen people do it without taking a breath. They'll talk for 22 minutes straight. And then you see the person's eyes glaze right over. You know, I mean, incredible. It happens all the time. That's why I've always told people, you know, the art of communication, which I didn't do to this lady yesterday. What the heck was her name? I was multitasking and wasn't paying attention to her. Be as good as a listener as you are a talker. At any rate, and I got the handle Rude Dude. And I don't think I'm going to carry that one. What do you mean, why? That'd be like me sitting here calling you Fat Boy. Do you like that? Would you like that? Now, you've got a few, you're not obese, you're a few pounds overweight, as most Americans are. But you wouldn't want me calling you Fat Boy, would you? Of course not. Shave that beard, Harry. At any rate, we're going to get around to the government shutdown. We'll do that right after the first break. And a little inside, this was a scoop way before it's starting to hit the mainstream media now. I got a call from one of our past engineers' daughter that her husband is now in Iraq. And she's right up the road from me on 35 up there in Fort Hood. And I'll tell you what the military people, my God, are going through right now. You think the belt tightening is going to just happen with you? No. Nope. We'll tell you more about all of this and much, much more after the break. Thank you for being here today, ladies and gentlemen. We shall be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com is somebody that I trust his analysis on. He recently, it's on the subject here of the government shutdown. This deal expires midnight tonight, and by Monday morning, no government. Well, a partially functioning government. It's looking more and more like the budget showdown between the Democrats and Republicans will turn the government into a shutdown by this weekend, unless there's something that has happened between now and a couple hours ago when Bonner made his statement that no compromises have been reached. The administration has already started to inform federal workers who will be required to still come to work and those who will be told to stay home. And the Washington Post reported about 800,000 of the 2.1 million federal workers nationwide were expected to be furloughed, with the exceptions for national security and other essential employees. Now, some of these essentials that they're calling is going to be postal workers. Mail's still going to be delivered. And somebody made an offhand joke about, federal aviation, they're going to leave their tower people in place, hopefully the ones that are still awake. So there'll be essential services that will continue. This is not going to be a 100% government shutdown. Rats. If there is a shutdown, it would have very real effects on those services the American people rely on, as well as on the economy as a whole. Well, I'll withhold my comment on that. And I'll just simply say this. The more the government stays in business, the more we go in debt. You've seen how the government has teamed up with the banks and Wall Street, and they're all on their merry way, but they left about 311 million people behind. During the last several shutdowns, there have been a series of short-term spending bills to keep the government running. Now, the current one, the latest, includes a $12 billion in cuts offered up by the Republican-controlled Congress that will buy another week to negotiate. This time, the president is digging his heels in, according to the Washington Times story yesterday, quoting, without a short-term extension, lawmakers face two options. Either reach a deal on a broad bill to fund the government for the rest of this year, or else have the government shut down as of midnight Friday. If presented with this bill, the president will veto it, the White House said in an official statement of policy objecting to the House's offer. The White House said it was a distraction from the real work on reaching a broader agreement. Now, if the government does shut down, it won't be the first time, as I said before. There have been several government shutdowns since the early 80s. The last one happened in the mid-90s. Back then, the deficit was just under $36 billion. Now, let me clarify something here. When I say the deficit was just under $36 billion, they never include the outstanding balance staring them in the face. They keep talking to us about balanced budgets. And while their obligations to pay out for this and that and the other and stuff that we should have never got into in the first place is underway, the budgets keep increasing every year, as well as the federal employment rules, for instance. So don't be deceived when they talk about balanced budgets. That is the devil's mayhem in words. We're trying to reach a balanced budget. Well, yeah, but what the hell's... what's with the trillions still on the books? Why don't you ever talk about that? It should be the deficit, the duties and the obligations of the federal government to pay out, plus what you're short on this year's budget. You know, put the old plus sign in there and then hit the equal sign on the calculator and add all the stuff up, which they never do, because that's political suicide to be hawking numbers such as that. Now, by late 1997, the deficit shrank to just $17.3 billion. In the mid-90s, unemployment was low, stock market was on fire. Yeah, any help from the Fed money printing and the U.S. was pretty much at peace. Well, kind of. The government shutdown was a political blunder for the Republicans, but the overall economy didn't miss a beat. Now, fast forward to today, and you see a totally different U.S. economy with a government shutdown looming. The deficit is $1.6 trillion. That's why I had to laugh. They're arguing about $300 billion or, geez, $61 billion or $32 billion. I'm thinking to myself, are these people insane? You know, did somebody steal the batteries from their calculator where all those other figures were stored in memory and they just forgot to hit memory recall and then add? Unemployment in real terms is high. According to ShadowStats.com, they're ranking it right at 22%. I will put that a tad bit higher, a few more percent, quickly approaching 25% unemployment, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in the deepest, darkest dregs of the last U.S. Depression. See, we've got to get out of the habit of saying the Great Depression, because if that was the Great Depression, then this is the Mac Daddy of great, great, great depressions. But according to them, 22%, as I said, closer to 25%. And that was the unemployment figure at the depths of the other depression back in the 30s. The stock market is being propped up with $75 billion a month in money printed out of thin air by the Fed, and the U.S. is bogged down in three separate wars in North Africa, the Middle East. The stakes could not be higher, and the damage caused by a shutdown could not be more troubling. Well, there's two ways to look at this. Madness has to cease. I mean, it just has to stop. Many people have been told, you know, these budget cuts, everybody's been complaining that Washington, D.C. spends too much money. Well, these are the people that are talking about everybody else's stuff that they... In other words, keep your hands off my stash. You can cut everything else around me, but as far as I'm personally concerned, if you cut something that's going to personally affect my personal finances or my personal position, well, then I'm going to stick my fingers in your eyeballs. But just about everybody in the United States knows there has to be budget cuts, and it has to be now, and it has to be massive. States are coming to grips with this as well. What do you think the whole teachers thing was about? You know, here's a bunch of clowns out there, and excuse me, I don't like to name call, but really, if you're a public fool teacher, you're probably a nice person. You have your own family, you know, and I understand that. But what are you a part of? The government fool system? What are you teaching our children? Absolutely squat. What are you getting them ready for? La La Land and Tweeter and Twitter and Tweedledee and Tweedledum. They're not really learning the major things that you have to understand. Like maybe your country's history. Maybe what honest money is. You see, if we give our children comprehensive and factual rather than politically correct education, you know what? The future leaders and public officials and moms and dads and business owners and teachers of the future, you know what we have? We have continuity. That's what we have. What we don't have right now is we don't have that. Because you people that have been teaching in the public schools have been killing our kids' minds. And you've been part of it. So don't expect me to cry Argentina here when you lose your job. Sorry. It's just the way it is. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's you be?
Sorry,
my voice is a bit ragged. I had a blow up recently. I just recently got the return receipt from the certified letter where I sent to Congress criminal Phil Gingrey. You're taking this with a little bit of humor, right? Very little. I sent a letter demanding the body of proof that we were promised that Bin Laden carried out 9/11. And the thing about Sub Salento is where you have an open, honest disclosure, the failure to refute is tacitly in agreement. But at the bottom of that statement, I said, if you don't produce the evidence within 60 days, tacitly, by default, you're admitting you really don't have any. And they called me up today and argued with me, we're not obliged to prove this to anything. And I'm like, well, actually, you
wait,
are.
Wait a minute. Who told you this?
Well, this is what I've heard from people that are trained in law, that according to the law, Dr. Robert Clarkston was a JD. He wasn't an attorney because he saw what was going on with the system. I'm out of this. And what he said is that the lawful premise is called sub salento, that the failure to refute is tacitly an admission. And the thing is that where you go on record with them, and what I stated at the bottom of the document was, and I can email you the document, but basically at the bottom I state, if you don't produce this evidence within 60 days, the clock is ticking. And I told him, when I spoke with him today, I said, look, if there's special security and knowledge and issues, you tell me what expertise or what kind of security clearance is needed to see this evidence that we were promised years ago. And they kept dancing round and round. Oh, well, we're not obliged. It's like, yes, you are.
Okay, hold on a second. I've got to
standing
take
by. It. I'm standing
Mark,
by.
Mark, please, stand by.
Hi, Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, Mark, for points of clarification here.
Yes.
The government never said Osama bin Laden did this or did that. What they
really?
Hold on, Mark. What they allowed the press to do was to build the story that Osama bin Laden was responsible for 9/11. And they did not correct that. When asked about it, they wouldn't answer it directly. They just kept citing Osama bin Laden and the world's terrorists, these Islamic bad guys, and they lumped every... And Osama bin Laden became the poster child or the front name for any terrorist organization, Islamic terrorist organization worldwide. Now, if you're going after this guy by asking him, you know, you've got to show me the proof within 60 days... that who did what? This is what I'm trying to determine. You're trying to pin this tail on this donkey.
Right. Well, the lawful premise that I was told by Dr. Robert Clarkston, I guess I should say the late, because he died about a year or something ago, was that basically with sub salento, you go on record, and when they fail to refute it within 60 days, it's admitted.
Okay, so you're asking them to refute something that they never made a claim to. There's problem number one.
Well, in that case, then, basically, they certainly were being very reckless and irresponsible in terms of allowing this innuendo.
Mm-hmm.
And they
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, so Okay, so that's, I guess, that's a point of clarification I need to make, is that this innuendo was allowed to be taken as some kind of a gospel truth.
Yep.
So the thing that needs to be further clarified is, you know, basically, you know, the thing I try to be clear is there is a counterfeit of Judaism. I have no quarrel with Jews. Aaron Russo is one of my heroes.
Yep.
And Aaron Russo went on record shortly before he died about how the counterfeit of Judaism, typified by Nick Rockefeller, went on record that they were going to stage an event and they're going to blame it and all like that. And, you know, it's all, look, you can, the distinction is that the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, it lies in one perverse. It says that it's a, I know the slander of those who falsely call themselves Jews. So the thing I try to be clear about is my assessment, you know, this is a document, this is an email I sent more recently, this wasn't on this. I simply said, you have an obligation, seeing as how we invaded Afghanistan on this pretext, regardless of, you know, what allegations might have, may or may not have been made, the assertion was that Bin Laden did it.
Yeah.
Whether explicit or implicit, it was certainly not that the government was in any way responsible. And that, granted, that may be a point of clarification I might have to make, to say, well, it's one thing is clear, is that we invaded a country on some pretext, mm-hmm. and that pretext is based more on innuendo than it is of substance. And, you know...
Well, and this is all, and Mark, this is all neatly folded into their war on terror.
Right.
You know, I mean, Osama bin Laden, gosh, George Bush...
I grant you it's tricky, and I'm all I'm trying to do is to say, look, you either made directly or allowed this propagandizing to go on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we got the point, Mark.
Remains.
Okay, Mark, we got the point. Okay, thank you for your call. All right, everybody's got their bone they need to pick, and Mark has got this one, and it's a valid point. But in the greater scheme of things, this is picking that crap out of a sugar bowl, because the war on terror has been going on for a long time. Remember the reasons why we went into Iraq? Remember the reasons why we went back in? You know, we didn't do the job because we weren't done using Saddam Hussein. He was an ally of the United States. He was so much of an ally that they sold him weapons, just as Donnie Rumsfeld, old Rummy, sold him the weapons of mass destruction, nerve gas, and all kinds of neat, nifty little mechanisms of destruction. Just as long as you go kill those bad guys, those Iranians. Now, Saddam Hussein smartened up. He knew the power of the U.S. military. He knew what he was up against. So he did exactly what he was told to do. He got rid of his weapons of mass destruction. Everybody was crawling over every sand dune, looking under every rock in Iraq, looking for weapons of mass destruction that would never be found because he destroyed them. So it then became a campaign, well, this guy is as evil as Hitler was and all the other despots of the world of history past. And he's killed his own people, so we're going to go get him. Well, for some, that was enough of a reason to go. But you see, the echoes of the Gulf War I and Gulf War I Part II are starting to ring a little bit more hollow now. You know, let's go get Muammar Gaddafi, because Muammar Gaddafi's a bad guy. Hey, look, his people don't think that he is. And these coalition forces that billions of dollars of arms from the United States as well, not to the degree that the English have done it, but the English have pumped billions of dollars worth of military hardware, and we're not talking bullets and rifles here, folks, to arm what they would consider to be the freedom fighters now in Libya against Muammar Gaddafi. Holy crap. I mean, look at what we're doing. But it's not gaining traction. You're seeing Obama back off. They've been threatening to put ground troops in there, but this pig ain't going to fly on the eve of a government shutdown. Now, is it? You want to go spend $4 million a day to go kill Gaddafi because he did what to the United States? Excuse me. My husband just died of starvation because we didn't have enough money for food.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys, and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
What I was going to say to Mark, and I didn't get a chance to, was back in, I think it was 03, George Bush Jr. made a statement. He was queried about Osama bin Laden, and George Bush says, well, Osama, you know, he's not that relevant, he's not that important. And why he said that is because he knew the year before that Osama bin Laden had died from kidney disease. You know, ask our vaunted Virginia boys down there, CIA. They were in a hospital in Dubai interviewing the guy while I was on the wanted, world's most wanted terrorist, and CIA is in a hospital room interviewing the guy. You know, these are pawns. These are like little cutouts in their little schemes that they use. So, Yeah, I understand your point, Mark, but it is not one that I would make. It's this whole military-industrial complex and all the politicians and all the lackeys and all the producers of the hardware and all the banks that are making the money off of this, and on the list goes. They're not going to admit to anything. And as far as I know, I think this is accurate to say, the United States government never claimed that 9/11 was directly the result of Osama bin Laden directing operations out of some cave in Afghanistan or on the Pakistani border someplace. They never said that. They allowed the press and various unofficial officials, if you will, to make claims about Osama bin Laden being the mastermind behind 9/11. Yeah. John in Indiana. Hello, John.
Should I call you rude dude?
You know, I got to tell you, the woman called in today and complained to my wife, and she said, I never used the term dude. I never said that she did. People don't listen. How can they not listen to a talk show host?
Do we call you Rudy or RD? Oh, my God.
Just call me gone, man. I'm halfway out of here.
I almost went off the road laughing last night.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Shelley gave you an awesome tongue lashing. I mean, she sounds hot.
Well, I don't, you know what, I think she ought to do a Twitter or something, because there's a lot of men that would like to talk to her for one reason or another. I don't know why. Because she's got a real nice voice. She's obviously an intelligent woman, but she kind of hopscotches around a little bit.
Oh, my God, and then that fellow that called Lark, that, it was like English muffins.
Well, and you know, and this just shows you where people are lost, because they got to start attacking other callers. You know, let's really attack. I hold man, no malice against Shelley whatsoever. I'm sure she's a nice person.
I like when she calls.
Yeah.
I was thinking blueberry muffins, but not English muffins. But I laughed all the way home last night. I could just picture that fellow looking like Edward G. Robinson, too, but,
yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. John, I never laughed so hard.
Well, I'm glad you're getting a kick out of it.
Oh, man. This is at my transmission shop, I've been passing out your business cards like crazy.
Uh-huh.
At the end of this month, it's test and tune, and the RBN-sponsored race car is ready to roll.
Really?
So, yeah, and during the course of the season, two of the nights they have autograph nights where everybody in the stands get to come down on the racetrack and meet their drivers and stuff and look in their cars and that. And so I'll be taking that opportunity to give out your business cards, bumper stickers, and freedom to fascism, too.
Who's my driver, by the way?
Well, me.
You're the driver?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get in the winner's circle, I'm going to make sure you have hundreds of cards. And you're just, do you get to do a victory lap and all that crap?
All that crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we're going to supply you with hundreds of cards, and you're going to throw them to the winds, to the fans. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and then after the races are over, the fans come down in the pits and stuff, so I'll be able to pass out all that stuff there, too.
All right, but what happens if the RBN-sponsored car crashes and burns?
Well, that's okay, because I've got four other ones.
Okay.
So we'll just repaint it, put decals, and go again.
All right.
Not a problem, so I just wanted to give you an update and laugh about last night. And man, tell some of these callers, keep the mood light. Geez, you sound like you were starting a slow burn, and that's not good.
Well, and it's not good to take advantage of an old man here that's about three stories past burnout, you know. I mean, I'm pedaling as fast as I can to keep up with all this stuff.
Well, I'm going to send you some pictures. Thank you for everything.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it very much. Thanks.
You bet. See ya.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah. You know, somebody had sent me this today, and I thank you so much for this. He sends me a letter, and included in this letter was this package addressed to me. He said, Mr. Stattmiller, just a note to express my appreciation for RBN. I'm sure it takes a lot of energy and inner strength to run the network for our learning adventures. I can't wait to hear shows like Phil Posderick, Greg Evenson, Eric Schein, Ralph Winterode, Deanna Spagnola, and Wayne Madsen. I heard you mention that you like to occasionally kick back and catch an episode of the show House. I do too. This is why I was shocked when the son of my old roommate appeared on the show. He was the boy that put the coins on the sleeping father, leaving white spots where his sunburn got blocked. He sent me the original script that was on the set, and I thought you might get a kick out of it. He said there are strict rules about page color, brass pins, etc. Again, this is an exact copy. Hope you enjoy it. And he did. I mean, here is episode 3023, the production draft, and this is the actual script that the producers and the actors and everybody reads off of until they do their shoots and wraps. But I found this rather fascinating. You know, Greg House, Dr. Gregory House, is a rude dude, but you know why they put up with him? Because he's one of the best diagnosticians in the world. That's why they put up with him. He's a rude dude. He takes great pride in being rude, but he's the best at what he does. Just call me Greg House. At any rate, Thank you so much for that, Tom. This is probably one of the most unique gifts I've ever gotten. Thank you so much for that. He's from Michigan. Thank you, Tom. There goes my Snicker bar on the floor. Oh, my God. Let's not feed the ants. Okay. Getting back to, and let me finish this. We went kind of off course here. Finishing up on the government shutdown. I have a little bit more for you here. Fast forward to today. Now, remember I was talking about unemployment being, according to shadow stats, being 22%. Well, I would put that closer to 25%, which equals the depths of the Great Depression. Well, this one's greater because guess what we didn't have during the last Great Depression? We didn't have the great debt that we have now. And guess what, folks? You know what you never get to do with a debt when you're dealing with fiat currencies? You never get to retire the debt with another debt instrument. It all carries interest. Now, hundreds of thousands of federal workers and military personnel will not be paid. Government loans by the FHA, Fannie and Freddie will probably grind to a halt, further depressing the real estate market. Unless it's not depressed enough. In Nevada, 75% of home values is now down the Coriolis flush of the porcelain prints. Plenty of other non-essential government entities, such as parks and museums, would close. The size of the problem to the economy would depend on how long the government is shut down. By the way, I think it was CNN this morning was doing news stories on the museums, which millions of people worldwide come to Washington, D.C. to see the wonderful museums in Washington, D.C. And you know what? They are. One of the most popular is the one that I really like as well is the Air and Space Museum. Never went up in the Phallic symbol, the George Washington Monument, to gawk at Washington, D.C. Never did that. But, well, the monument won't shut down, but there will be nobody there to man the elevator to take the people up and down. You know, is that a big loss? I don't think so. Neither would filling in the Masonic reflecting pool that's between Mr. Lincoln gazing out over that toward the Washington Phallic Monument symbol. At any rate, maybe that's too much information for you. But, you know, if millions of people, there's more foreigners that visit Washington, D.C.'s museums than Americans do. Well, what are those museums for? In Washington, D.C. Isn't that the purpose behind that for the American people? So they can see the history of their country and all the, you know, little artifacts and little thingamabobs and all the cool stuff on display. It's really neat. But who says this has to be free? All those museums, to anybody, you can walk into any of those museums and they're free. All free. So why do foreigners get to come to our country and go to our exhibits for nothing? Start charging them. Put the guy back in the elevator to Washington Museum so he can run the people up and down. You know, hey, whatever. Just a suggestion. Yesterday, the Baltimore Sun reported officials and analysts said a shutdown that lasts only a few days would be unlikely to have significant impact on state government operations. Notice they said state government operations, largely because federal funding is often distributed to local jurisdictions in advance. But if the closure dragged on for more than a week, I guess it's not paid up front too far in distant future. We're talking a week here. But if it dragged on for more than a week, they said the situation would become far more challenging. Among the top concerns for local officials are the tens of thousands of federal employees in Maryland who would be furloughed. If those workers are not paid, a two-week shutdown could reduce the state's income tax revenue by as much as $40 million, according to a state estimate. Now, multiply the Maryland projection by all 50 states, and the budget picture is not pretty. Now, keep in mind, most states are struggling with big shortfalls in places like Illinois, California, Jersey, and Texas. Please, somebody get on the phone, tell the Lieutenant Governor, we got a budget problem down here. He doesn't think we have one. And one thing is for sure, a government shutdown will be a drag on an already struggling economy. We just don't know how big or how long the drag will be. Well, I'd like to say that I'm of two minds on this subject, but I'm really not. There is so much that the federal government is involved in collecting tax money or future tax monies. Reverse that, will you? 115? Or 122, I'm sorry. Somebody is trying to call me while I'm on air. Stop that. At any rate, this is all borrowed money anyhow, folks. Now, whether the state has to not count on federal budgets or outlays or whatever, well, okay then. Maybe you shouldn't have had your hand out to the Fed in the first place. And what are they getting by sending funds over to the states for what mandated or partially unfunded mandates that you might have heaped upon the states? Well, this is all going to shake out. And my point here is boils down to this. A lot of people are not going to like this. It's going to affect a lot of people, mostly everybody. But you know what? Here's the analogy that I'm the only one that makes sense to me. You injured your leg. You didn't seek medical help for whatever reason. Maybe you're too far from the doctor. Whatever. But it starts to get gangrenous. And we all know when one of your limbs starts turning green and purple and smelly that it's going to kill you. So here's your choice. You cut the limb off, save the rest of the body, or be prudent, be politically correct, and just die. Basically, that's my analogy. Crude, but to the point. And nobody's liking it. The teachers, these state unions, are they liking that they're being laid off? Well, no. And as I said, take a look. I don't hold a whole lot of sympathy for public school teachers. They're one of my least favorite people on this planet. Well, maybe you're down the list a little bit further. Because there's a lot of other people that are just ignorant, stupid, people of no vision, people of no intelligence. Oh, that's right, I'm describing bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Let me not confuse the two. But there's the situation. Now, they're going to try to pull a rabbit out of their hat. They're going to try to make themselves look politically good for a little while longer. Maybe last minute they'll come up with an extension, maybe keep the government open for another week. But you know what? What they have done to supposedly get this economy going is favored the banks that got us into trouble in the first place. $75 billion. What did I say? $75 billion a month in money printed out of thin air by the Fed, and it's put into the stock market. And guess what the guys in the stock markets are doing? They're paying themselves bonuses again. Off of money they shouldn't receive from a government that's got no business doing what it's doing. Well, I get a call. One of our old engineers, his daughter called. Haven't spoken to her in quite a few years. But her husband is in Iraq right now, and she's up here at Fort Hood, lives on base up there. And they were just told today that you're going to have a ration cut. And yes, your rations are going to be cut by half. In other words, their pay, and it's the kind of the check stub that you get when you're in the military, the leave and all that stuff, call it a statement of less. But at any rate, you're only going to get half of what you're normally going to get, and they're starting to talk about rolling around to the first of next month. There is not going to be any payroll for the military. Whoa, let me see. If I'm one of these people that is sitting in Afghanistan right now, still deployed in Iraq, bases all over the Middle East, maybe my 2nd Marine Division is getting prepped to be on standby. Maybe or maybe not, we'll send you into Libya. We are not sure. But I'm thinking to myself, are these guys willing to do that? You don't get rich being in the military, folks. That's for sure. And most of these guys, their families back CONUS here, Continental United States, They're on food stamps and other assistance just to make it. But you're going to tell me that you're going to send me into a combat situation and you're not even going to make a piddly payment to me? On top of what the United States military, most of the rank and file know what their role is now in the Middle East, and they ain't liking it. Now you're going to tell them, well, you're not going to like it, and you're going to like it even less because we're not even going to pay you for it. And the first question I had for this gal was this. Are they still going to pay the Mercs over there? Because it's a private contract, commercial private contract, not designated military. Are they going to cut their pay? I very much doubt it. Oh, and speaking of cutting pay, are the congressmen, the senators up there in the District of Criminals, are the Congress critters still going to get paid? Yeah, I think maybe they will.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Tell you how bad it's getting. I shouldn't be laughing, but what the hell? I owe it to myself after doing this for 2 decades. A drunkard arrested for barking at a police dog. This was actually reported from England about an incident that happened in Mason, Ohio. Interesting name for a town. I know where Mason is. A man's been arrested for the bizarre offense of barking at a police dog. Ryan James Stevens. You ever notice how they always include the middle name? They always do that. At any rate, has been charged with teasing Timber, the dog, by barking and hissing at the canine animal inside a police patrol car in Mason, Ohio. The 25-year-old appeared to be very drunk and claimed the dog started it. When asked why he was harassing the animal, police said, Ohio police officer Bradley Walker said he heard the dog barking uncontrollably inside his patrol car while he was investigating a car crash at a pub last weekend. Boy, they need some more words in here. Did the car crash inside the pub? Was the guy drunk when he crashed his car inside the pub? I don't know. But at any rate, Stevens was making barking noises and was hissing at the police dog inside the car Sunday morning. Timber, the dog, responded as trained and started to bark back. Officer Walker said he tried to confront Stevens, but he walked away and ignored his commands to stop. Stevens was allegedly asked why he was harassing the animal and replied, "The dog started it." Officer Walker said Stevens showed signs of being highly intoxicated and was warned that he was being detained before being ordered to sit in the back of another car. Officers told Stevens deliberate teasing would result in the dog responding aggressively, and that response could potentially injure the dog. Not the person harassing the dog, mind you. Stevens was released to a bar employee who promised to drive him home. He was unavailable for comment and will appear in municipal court on April 21st. Boy, wouldn't this be a real hisser here if the officer, Officer Walker, discovered that the guy who was harassing his dog was actually the guy who was involved in the accident at the bar. And the bartender was nice enough to give the guy a ride home. Because remember the dram shop law? They're equally responsible if you feed enough alcohol to a person. They get inebriated, go out there and run over somebody, John Q. Public, or get in an accident, that the bar owner is held liable. What makes me think that in this particular case, the dog was smarter than the cop? Lee in Georgia. Hello, Lee.
Hey, John. How's it going, man?
Hi.
Yeah, me and my mom just cracking up there on that story about getting arrested for barking at a dog. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about the budget, government, and all these federal layoffs. I was talking to my mom earlier today, and I told her, I said, here's what I don't understand. When you're reading the articles, they talk about, non-essential personnel will be sent home, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, explain the logic to me. If they're non-essential, why do they even have that job, first of all? Secondly, I'm surprised people just aren't going absolutely nuts over this deal about soldiers who were over there in Afghanistan and Iraq and wherever. They're going to get half pay, and some people are going to have to go to work and not get no pay until they come up with a deal, but I don't remember seeing anywhere in that list of the cuts and non-cuts where it said anything about anyone in Congress getting a cut to work without pay.
And cutting back on their staff. My God, we wouldn't want to cut back on the staff of the Congress critters in Washington, D.C., because they wouldn't be able to effectively bring us the evil that they give us every day. Come on, Lee, you got to give these guys some slack. How are they supposed to perpetrate their fantastic little deal on American people if you're going to start cutting and hacking into their budgets?
The next